With KSJD Local News, I'm Gail Binkley. A semi-driver who reportedly ran into a gas pump and sparked a fire at the Elan convenience store in Cortez Tuesday, then fled, has been found. Cortez Police Chief Roy Lane says the commercial driver from Florida was contacted in Salt Lake City and has promised to return to Cortez to speak with police. Lane says the man has stated that he didn't realize he had struck anything. However, police are skeptical because he left part of his trailer at the scene. If the man fails to return to Cortez, a warrant will be sought for his arrest. The Montezuma County Commissioners are set to meet with the Bureau of Land Management Monday afternoon at 2:30 to discuss the BLM's process for creating a master leasing plan for public lands between Mesa Verde National Park and Western La Plata County. The plan is designed to guide oil and gas development with an eye to protecting views, night skies, and air and water quality. The commissioners have voiced skepticism that such a plan is needed. In other public lands news, a homeless man who amassed some 8,500 pounds of debris in a camp in the Uncompahgre National Forest has been sentenced to 6 months in federal prison following a one-day bench trial before a U.S. magistrate in Durango. According to a statement from the U.S. Attorney's Office in Denver, 41-year-old Benjamin Yoho was convicted and sentenced this week on three charges related to his illegal 6-month stay in the forest near Telluride. 48 volunteers and a helicopter were required to remove the litter. Yoho has been recommended to receive mental health treatment while in prison. And the U.S. Departments of Justice and the Interior have announced a proposed $940 million settlement with American Indian tribes. If approved by a federal district court, the settlement would resolve a 25-year-long legal dispute over funding the U.S. government provided for operating tribal programs. With KSJD, I'm Gail Binkley.